For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. San Manuel Casino is opening up thousands of positions for hire to support their new casino and hotel expansion. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The casino is looking to hire more than 2,500 people. General Manager Peter Arceo says they're mostly full-time roles.
However, there are some part-time roles. There are very few temporary roles, but there are a few. And the type of job opportunities range. You know, you have your traditional casino departments such as slots, table games, the cage, food and beverage. But then we also have some tribal government roles available as well to help support the project.
Arceo says all those jobs are needed to support the massive expansion of the casino, including a new hotel.
You know, we have a lot going on. As you know, we are adding a new hotel tower with 432 rooms, which will also include a resort and spa, additional retail and restaurants. And then we will be opening a 2,800-seat theater coming later this year.
In order to hire this many people, Arceo says the casino is opening a recruitment center at Ontario Mills Shopping Center that will be open from April 30th all the way to October.
For the next 6 months, we will be in this recruitment center. It's located between Sam Ash Music and Ulta. And so what we're doing there is from Monday through Saturday, we will be there 6 days a week. And we will be there with our team members every day to introduce who we are as an organization and to answer any questions that a potential candidate may have. And if they're interested in joining our organization, we will have iPads available for them to fill out a form. And if they want to apply right then and there, we'll do it. If they have time to do an interview on site, we'll do it. And in some cases, we will be making job offers right there on the spot and to begin our processing for onboarding right there.
The recruitment center opens April 30th at 10 a.m. at Ontario Mills. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
California education experts have teamed up with child advocates, teachers, and school administrators to create a framework for redesigning in-person learning over the coming months. The blueprint released today calls for a set of actions to support kids who have been most affected by the pandemic and systemic racism. Sacramento City Unified School Superintendent Jorge Aguilar says schools have an opportunity to design safe havens for kids using new state and federal funding.
To not replicate what things used to be like before, but rather to treat it as an opportunity for what we can do that brings students into a better space, social and emotionally.
Aguilar says that could include expanding student help centers with social workers. He says the Sacramento School Board will begin discussing new student supports in the coming weeks. A man has used a sledgehammer to smash the face of a Virgin of Guadalupe mural painted on tiles at a Los Angeles church. The man was recorded on security camera video during the attack at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in the city's Van Nuys neighborhood last week. A church website statement calls the vandalism that happened before dawn on April 21st one of the parish's saddest moments. The Virgin of Guadalupe is considered central to Mexican identity and is widely worshipped as the patron saint of the Americas. The parish is seeking donations to restore the 35-year-old mural and install a plexiglass casing for protection. Midday News is made possible by your support. So I want to say a special thanks to a few people who support our work here at KVCR. Claire in Rancho, Monique in Corona, Karen in Riverside, and new member, Two in Somerville. Thank you so much, and happy Thursday. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.